Part C. Of all the modern inventions we rely on in our daily lives, the alarm clock is probably the most universally disliked. Its jarring morning jangles get us uncomfortably out of our sweet dreams and back to reality. And yet, however annoying alarm clocks are, they're an indispensable part of our life. That raises a question. How did people wake up before alarm clocks became so universal? In her research on Britain's historical sleeping practices, Sasha Handley, a senior lecturer in early modern history at the University of Manchester in the United Kingdom, has discovered that people during the Middle Ages would often direct their beds toward the east, where the sun rose. Their reasoning was religious because the east was believed to be the direction from which Jesus Christ would come during his resurrection, she says. But as a result, it's possible that this orientation also enabled people to wake with the sun's rays. Another simple but notable fact is that people had no way of soundproofing their houses against the noises of the outside world. Handley says, "For a society that was overwhelmingly agricultural before the Industrial Revolution, noises of nature were probably really important things. The sounds of roosters crowing and mooing cows waiting to be milked often interrupted people's sleep. Church bells also functioned as a type of early alarm clock," she says. Handley thinks that historically, people may have also been more personally motivated to wake up at a particular hour. Research on early modern Britain shows that during this era, the morning hours were seen as a spiritual time, when one's closeness to God could be demonstrated by waking up at a scheduled time to pray. Waking up in a scheduled way was seen to be a sign of health and good ethics. But by the 1600s and into the 1700s, self-reliance for waking probably became less important with the spread of the first domestic alarm clocks, known as lantern clocks, driven by internal weights that would strike a bell as an alarm. In 1800s Britain, wealthier families would also employ knocker-uppers, people who tapped continuously on clients' windows with long sticks until they woke up. Some knocker-uppers even used straws through which they would shoot peas at their clients' windows. These human timekeepers were gradually replaced by cheap alarm clocks in the 1930s and 1940s. But is our modern-day dependence on alarms actually a good thing? Nowadays, we tend to take the opportunity on weekends to sleep in. It may be an indication that people need to make more time for sleep during the weekdays by going to bed earlier at night, but we don't do this. Instead, we're working later and longer than ever, and our evenings are invaded by televisions, laptops, and mobile phones. For most of us, sleep is not a top priority. So, we don't have much choice other than to use an alarm.